Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver in Yosemite. And in this demonstration, I'm actually going to show you how you can now play back voice messages in iOS 10.10.2, which came out at the end of January 2015. Before this, you could only send voice messages using VoiceOver on the Mac. However, you couldn't play them back using VoiceOver with messages on the Mac. Of course, you could do both on iOS before and currently, i.e. iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. But this is the first time now you can also play back your voice messages in messages using VoiceOver in Yosemite. So in this quick demo, I'm actually going to send a voice message to myself using messages and then, of course, now play it back to myself. So before I get started, let me just say that I've got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver is running, and of course I'm sitting at my desktop. So first thing I need to do is get to my Applications folder with Shift-Command-A.
Applications, now in Applications, Window.
And let me just type in MES for Messages.
Messages.app application.
And open that with Commando.
Open. Messages. Messages, Window.
And Command N for New Message, we're going to send one.
New Message, no recipients.
And I'm going to type in the beginning of my mobile phone number.
David Woodbridge.
Okay, and press Enter.
Selection replaced, David Woodbridge.
Jump down to the bottom of this New Message window with Shift V O End. And of course, what I'm really holding down is Shift Function Key or FN Key, Control Option Right Arrow.
Send voice message button.
And there's the send voice message button, spacebar on that, and we'll start doing the recording.
Stop recording button.
This is just a quick demonstration of the ability to be able to play back voice messages now in Yosemite using VoiceOver as of the update of January 2015. Of course, that's now Yosemite version 10.10.2 with the latest build release. So that completes my little voice recording. I shall now press spacebar and stop this message and we can hear it back to us. Pressing spacebar now and goodbye as of this demo recording.
Send recording default button.
Okay, I just press the spacebar to stop it. Now if I go back to the left with VoiceOver.
Cancel recording button.
I've got cancel recording. If I go back one more.
0:33.
Okay, that's how long the recording is. Okay, so it's 33 seconds. Let's come back to the right.
Cancel recording button. Send recording default button.
Okay, send recording. So I could do spacebar, VO spacebar, or IE control option spacebar. Or in this case, I'm just going to press the Enter key.
iMessage. Edit text.
Okay, the message is sent. And if I go back to the left.
HTML content.
There's the HTML area. Interact with that.
Interact with HTML content.
And of course, that was pressing Shift V O down arrow, i.e., Shift Control Option down arrow, bottom of the HTML area.
Heading level 1-2 items, delivered, keep button.
Back to the left.
0:33. Clickable.
Okay, of course, that's the length of the recording.
45F766D5C90B4B4BB98995EB3C1EF2A, image.
And of course, you don't have to listen to that. You can press Control to shut it up. That's the image for the voice message.
Play/stop audio message button.
And here's the play/stop audio message button. And to activate this, it's VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar. Spacebar doesn't work. Okay, so VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar, and we'll hear the message back I just recorded.
Press play button.
This is just a quick demonstration of the ability to be able to play back voice messages now in Yosemite using VoiceOver as of the update of January 2015, of course, that's now Yosemite version 10.10.2 with the latest build release. So that completes my little voice recording. I shall now press spacebar and stop this message and we can hear it back to us. Pressing spacebar now and goodbye as of this demo recording. And there we go, all done. So at the moment, I'm just going to press Command Q to close messages.
Finder. Applications window.
And of course, Command W to close the applications folder stroke window.
Close window now in desktop. Macintosh HD.
And that completes this quick demonstration of the ability to now be able to playback voice messages sent by messages in Yosemite version 10.10.2 as of the end of January 2015. If you're running Yosemite and you don't have the latest release, of course you can get that by going to the Mac App Store via your dock, go to Updates and update your Mac, and then you'll have the ability to be able to play back voice messages using VoiceOver in Messages on your Mac. So that completes this demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.